SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Sie hören SBS German.
Nach Angaben des Australischen Roten Kreuzes sind nur 5% der Bevölkerung in Erster Hilfe ausgebildet. Im internationalen Ranking liegt Australien damit auf den hinteren Rängen. Ganz anders sieht es in vielen europäischen Ländern aus. In Deutschland oder der Schweiz zum Beispiel ist ein Erste-Hilfe-Kurs Pflicht beim Erwerb des Führerscheins. Eine Regelung, die auch viele Australier befürworten würden. Eine Umfrage von St. John Ambulance Ende letzten Jahres ergab, dass fast 4 von 5 Australiern der Meinung sind, dass der Besitz eines Führerscheins mit einer Erste-Hilfe-Ausbildung verbunden sein sollte. Ich habe mich mit 2 Australiern unterhalten, die sich für eine Erste-Hilfe-Trainingspflicht einsetzen. Als Greg Finlay auf einer verlassenen Straße im regionalen Teil Queensland nach einem schweren Unfall zum Ersthelfer wurde, stand er zunächst unter Schock. Glücklicherweise konnte er sich jedoch schnell an sein Erste-Hilfe-Training erinnern, um der schwer verletzten Person zu helfen.
I don't think I've ever been so shocked in my life. And then I'm trying to remember what to do. And everyone knows 000. If I ask you who to call, it's 000. Well, I couldn't remember 000. That's how shocked I was. But I did remember DRABC from my training. So my St. John's ambulance training kicked in. I was able to stop and really force myself to concentrate.
Schließlich gelang es Finlay, den Notarzt, also 000, zu rufen. Weil der Unfall an einem abgelegenen Ort Australiens passierte, war der nächste Krankenwagen allerdings 50 Minuten entfernt. Und das in einer lebensbedrohlichen Situation, in der jede Sekunde zählt.
Because we're so remote, it was at least 50 minutes for the ambulance to arrive. It happened that this accident, although there was 5 ambulances in the region, all of them were, I was at the apex. I was at the furthest distance from each of them. It was just uncanny. So I was on my own for 50 minutes. I had my daughter. I couldn't let her see what it was. So I had to keep her up on the road to try to wave down any passers-by, and there wasn't any. So I knew I was going to be on my own for a long time, and I started the first aid, and I had to go through that process. The gentleman was coming in and out of consciousness.
Laut Finlay habe ihm sein Erste-Hilfe-Training das Selbstvertrauen gegeben, die notwendigen Maßnahmen zu ergreifen, bis weitere Hilfe eintraf. Er ist sich sicher, dass er damit dazu beigetragen hat, das Leben des Schwerverletzten zu retten.
To this day, I don't know how he survived it, but I'm sure that the first aid that we gave him contributed to that. And the biggest things that came out of it for me was how that first aid training does kick in, and it did give me confidence. I knew I was in a terrible situation, and then I was going to be with him on my own for a while, and I was able to relay to emergency services what they were going to need. I was able to impress on them early that the helicopter had to come.
Die Zahl der Verkehrstoten im vergangenen Jahr war mit 1200 die höchste seit mehr als 5 Jahren. Alle 8 Stunden kommt ein Mensch bei einem Unfall auf australischen Straßen ums Leben. Alle 15 Minuten wird ein Mensch schwer verletzt. Einer von vielen Gründen, wieso sich Valmai Dempsey seit mehr als 50 Jahren für die Sicherheit auf Australiens Straßen einsetzt. Für ihren bedingungslosen Einsatz als freiwillige Sanitäterin bei St. John Ambulance in Canberra wurde sie vor 2 Jahren mit dem Titel Senior Australian of the Year ausgezeichnet. Sie erinnert sich an den Unfall ihrer Tochter, die glücklicherweise mit dem Schrecken davonkam.
My daughter, when she was 17, and that's quite some years ago now, she's 55 now, she was involved in a very serious road accident where there was a fatality. And people came to help her and the three other kids in the car with her. She was driving. And they came to the road accident at a set of traffic lights where they were bowled over by a great big Ford car. Very, very serious. And people came to that accident. My daughter remembers very clearly the words, "We want to help, but we don't know what to do."
Dempsey betont, dass die ersten Minuten nach einem Unfall die wichtigsten seien, um Leben zu retten.
Those first 5 minutes, the first 3 minutes of somebody who's been in a road accident, let's say that they've lost consciousness and their head's fallen forward with a blocked airway, if you can get to them in those first moments and establish an airway, clear that airway, establish their breathing. If they go on to requiring CPR if they're not breathing, and in those first vital 5 minutes, you can actually save a life.
Um so viele Menschenleben wie möglich zu retten, würde Dempsey eine Erste-Hilfe-Kurspflicht für alle Erwerber und Erwerberinnen eines Führerscheins begrüßen.
I've never hidden the idea that I personally believe every person on the road should have first aid knowledge and that it should be a mandatory part of achieving your driver's license. And if we have drivers, people driving around Australia who have first aid knowledge, it raises the statistics about how many people can actually step forward and do first aid. However, I do have to say that it's been very slowly listened to in the areas where it matters most. So in the channels and the halls of our local parliaments, our councils, there are people who are listening, but I need people right the way across Australia to absolutely believe that this should be a requirement. We have billions of dollars every year poured into post-crash victims. They are victims. And that money that is poured into that is impacting our health system enormously. And the people who are damaged through road trauma, that could change so much if more people knew about first aid, they were on our roads and were obliged to have that first aid knowledge with their driver's license. And for the life of me, I have to tell you honestly why it's not so. I don't understand that. It is compulsory in other countries. Why are we so ignorant in the fact that we can make a difference?
Ende vergangenen Jahres verabschiedete die Regierung im ACT ein Programm, das Fahrschülern die Möglichkeit bietet, grundlegende lebensrettende Erste-Hilfe-Kenntnisse zu erwerben und sich dafür 5 Stunden der vorgeschriebenen 100 Fahrstunden anrechnen zu lassen.
So they're offering 5 hours off their compulsory 100 hours if they can show that they've achieved the first aid training. And to be honest, it's a short course first aid certificate training, which is free, driverfirstaid.org.au. And that has been set up in our ACT. Now, while that might upset, some people in having less training hours, the idea of the notion that Minister Steele has put forward clearly displays that there is an understanding of the vital need for people to do first aid training.
Dempsey begrüßt die Maßnahmen des ACT. Sie verweist allerdings auf mehrere europäische Länder, in denen Fahrschülerinnen und Fahrschüler seit Jahren für ihre Theorieprüfung Erste-Hilfe-Kenntnisse nachweisen müssen. In der Schweiz müssen Fahrschüler und Fahrschülerinnen einen 10-stündigen Erste-Hilfe-Kurs besuchen. In Deutschland wird Erste Hilfe in 9 45-minütigen Einheiten gelehrt, die praktische und theoretische Kenntnisse für den Fall eines Verkehrsunfalls beinhalten. Und die Statistiken zeigen, dass viele Menschen dadurch auf deutschen Straßen Erste-Hilfe-Kenntnisse haben. Laut einer Umfrage des ADAC aus dem Jahr 2021 hat jeder vierte Erwachsene in Deutschland in den letzten 5 Jahren einen Erste-Hilfe-Kurs besucht. Finlay wünscht sich ähnliche Zahlen auch für Australien. Nach seinen Erfahrungen als Ersthelfer spricht auch er sich für eine Trainingspflicht für Ersthelfer aus.
So knowing that in European countries they have these mandatory requirements for driver's licenses to have people doing their first aid courses, and we know of the wonderful outcomes over there by doing so, it means that about every fourth vehicle has got people in it that have had these courses to this point, and that's only improving. It's got to improve situations on the road, because there will, unlike Australia where we are so remote, over there they have more people obviously moving through and turning up. And in Australia, the next people that come along would have, with their driver's license, a first aid course. We look to other countries in the world that have made great inroads. I think the Europeans have done wonderfully with it. And from my experience of that day in 2022, I think it could only be a good thing in Australia, and it should be done.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.